Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Happening now, we're following some breaking news. A school bus assigned to Panther Creek High School involved in a crash. We're working to get new information about it.
The Durham County Sheriff's Office is investigating a crime behind me in this field. Coming up, I'll tell you everything I know so far.
We still have a dense fog advisory in effect, but we're starting to see the sunshine help to dissipate that fog. I'll show you what you'll see for your morning commute.
Well, President Biden will be in our state today, how he is paying respect to the four officers killed in Charlotte this week. And as well, a big investment to ensure everyone can access safe drinking water.
And a new factory could bring 500 more jobs to Johnston County. Coming up, how the county is one step closer today to making that happen.
All right. Thank you for joining us on your Thursday morning. We have a lot to get to for you. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
I'm Jeff Hogan, and for Chris Lovingood. It has been a whirlwind morning out there. We need some wind to blow out some of the fog that we're seeing out there. Elizabeth Gardner in the WR Severe Weather Center. It is moving further east, almost up.
And we take a look at that dense fog advisory, and it's been for our eastern counties, and it is in effect for another hour, but definitely we're seeing some improvement. Now, when you take a look at the stats here, visibility is still showing up at just a quarter of a mile in Rocky Mount, but we're back up to a mile in Goldsboro, 7 miles in Clinton, and take a look at Rocky Mount. I pulled it up and you can see, I mean, we are clear in Rocky Mount. So I think we're mostly good. There may be some pockets here and there that you'll run into some fog, but it is definitely improving rapidly right now. And our temperature is warming up too. We went from 61 to 67 here over the last hour. 66 in Fayetteville, 64 South Hill, still holding on to 55 in Roxborough, but really starting to see those temperatures climbing. And it will be a fast warm up by lunchtime, 83. And we could see our first 90 degree day of the year at RDU. I'll show you how close that is to our record. We may see a couple of those days this week. Also tracking a front that arrives over the weekend that'll bring in some scattered showers and thunderstorms. We've got to look at the short-range, high-resolution models for Saturday. I'll let you know if all will be dry for Race for the Cure. Coming up, Ken.
802, Elizabeth, we continue to follow this breaking news. A couple of school buses involved in a crash assigned to Panther Creek High School. This has been an emergency scene for the last 45 minutes or so. That's the school bus that's involved in this crash right now. And just in the last about 5 minutes, we saw dozens of students, well, a number of students, I should say, getting off the bus and walking away, maybe being picked up by their family or maybe their parents of some sort. But you can see that some front end damage to that bus right there. We are working to get more information about it as soon as we do. We'll keep you updated either here or in the WRAL Live Center. Elsewhere around the Triangle, boy, we had some troubled spots in the Triangle this morning, particularly around the Beltline. I want to take you right now and show you exactly what we're talking about. This is what's causing some of that mess. Three lanes are blocked in I-40 westbound near at the Rock Quarry Road exit. This is causing quite a backup right there in that area. Make sure you watch for some police activity in that area. Just give yourself some extra time if you happen to be in that area. We just showed you that camera on the 87 Beltline split. This is what is happening. Three lanes are blocked there on that ramp coming off of I-87 out of Knightdale onto the Beltline. We're working to get exactly more information about it. And of course, as soon as we do, we'll let you know. And this other crash, it was causing some backup near US 401 on Wilmington Street, but it's clearly not causing any troubles right now.
All right. Thank you, Ken. Following some breaking news, Durham County deputies are investigating what they call an altercation. WRAL's Nick Perlin is live on Allister Road, just east of Durham. And Nick, you just spoke with a deputy on scene there. What did they say?
And Michelle, that was about 30 minutes ago. They tell me information is limited right now, but did confirm they are investigating some sort of altercation. There are deputies right over here next to me, and there's deputies a little bit further down Allister at another home, but they do have this field taped off behind me. I'm going to get behind the camera and show you part of this crime scene. You're going to see this red sedan in between the crime scene tape right here, and we're still trying to figure out if that red sedan has anything to do with what they're investigating. Again, and information is still limited. We do know that they're investigating some sort of altercation, but we're going to keep pressing for more information. And once we have new information, I'll be sure to update you. Live in Durham County, Nick Perlin, WRAL News.
Another story we've been following in the overnight hours. A man faces charges after leading troopers on a high-speed chase that ended in this crash, injuring a person in that car. This is video from the WRL Breaking News Tracker showing that scene of the crash in Sampson County. Highway Patrol troopers say they tried to stop Antonio Stiles as he was driving on Highway 24 near Roseboro. That's when he decided to take off, reaching speeds over 120 miles per hour. Stiles eventually lost control of that vehicle and crashed. He had two other people in the car with him. One was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
And today we'll learn more about plans for a new factory that's expected to bring hundreds of jobs to our area. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Selma this morning. Kelsey, this new development could mean as many as 500 new jobs for the region. That's a lot of jobs.
Michelle, it sure could mean almost 500 jobs to Johnston County. And this empty lot here behind me is just east of the intersection of 95 and 70. So that may be the site of a new factory. The company Crystal Window and Door Systems may have plans to move to Selma. It's part of a $100 million expansion. County officials are scheduled to meet today about economic incentives for the company. State officials who approve economic incentives will also meet today. So we're working to confirm whether these two meetings are related. We reached out to Crystal Window and Doors executives. They didn't respond to our request for comment, but we'll be sure to keep you updated on what comes out of both of these meetings later today. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Johnston County.
And also new this morning, we now know what President Biden will be talking about during a visit to Wilmington today. He plans to announce $3 billion in federal funding to replace lead pipes nationwide. That funding is expected to replace about 1.7 million pipes across the country. North Carolina will get about $76 million of that funding. He'll be joined by EPA Administrator Michael Regan and Governor Roy Cooper for the announcement.
And Michelle, President Biden will also be in Charlotte. He will meet with the families of all four officers who were killed in the shootout in Charlotte on Monday. A procession for Officer Alden Elliott will happen at 10:30 this morning. It'll go from Mecklenburg County Medical Examiner's Office in Charlotte to a funeral home in Catawba County. Yesterday, a procession for Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks made its way from Charlotte to a funeral home in Mooresville, Iredell County. Tomorrow, a memorial service will be held for Officer Joshua Iyer. That's happening at 10 a.m. in Charlotte, and it will be live streamed. Surveillance video shows the moments thieves, a brazen act here, took a forklift straight into a Youngsville gun range. This happened at the Youngsville Gun Club and Range. It's near Park Avenue and Franklin Park. This happened on Tuesday night, and in the video, you see the thieves. They back up that forklift and get it into ramming mode here. They smashed their way into that building, breaking the gate, and then three men ran into the store. Police say they stole pistols and long guns. The owner of the store says he is working on offering a reward for information that leads to their arrest.
And right now, we want to take you live out to UCLA's campus, where hundreds of law enforcement officers continue to clash with pro-Palestinian protesters as they work to remove barricades and break up encampments there. It is just after 5 o'clock in the morning, their local time. Officers in riot gear have been there all night long, telling protesters to leave or face arrest. But despite that, protesters are remaining defiant. They are not leaving. Police did begin detaining some, zip tying their hands and removing them from campus. Protesting turned violent overnight when pro-Israeli counter-demonstrators began to clash with the pro-Palestinian groups. At this time, law enforcement is slowly breaking down the encampment and telling protesters to leave or face arrest.
Students and faculty at UNC are trying to make it through exams and graduation while still feeling the heaviness of what happened on their campus Tuesday. New barriers are up on campus after Tuesday's clashes between police and pro-Palestinian protesters. They're surrounding the American flag, which protesters at one point pulled down Tuesday and replaced it with a Palestinian flag. UNC's Faculty Executive Committee held an emergency meeting yesterday. They want administrators to clearly communicate the path moving forward, as some students may not feel safe.
To openly urge our administration to make decisions about finals, to make decisions as to how we can accommodate students who do not want to be on this campus.
Faculty also asked administration to ensure better communication about events like Tuesday's as they are happening.
An alarming trend at RDU. More travelers are carrying firearms to security checkpoints. In response, the TSA is holding an event today to discuss concerns and the proper way to transport firearms for a flight. TSA officials will go over what happens when a gun makes it through to security. That includes the latest gun statistics, the penalties involved, and the delays it can cause for travelers.
State senators are working on a lifeline for St. Augustine's University. We've been reporting on accreditation and financial problems at the HBCU. Wednesday, the HBCU Advocacy Day happened at the state legislature. Senator Gladys Robinson said public schools are the priority for lawmakers, but they have stepped in at times to help private colleges. Robinson said many of the country's HBCUs have faced challenges recently.
And I have seen many struggle because of funding. Struggle because of accreditation, struggle because of issues. And we know that those things can be overcome, but it takes money, takes good leadership.
You know, Robinson said the bipartisan HBCU caucus is asking budget writers to set aside funding to get St. Aug back on solid footing as it works through its accreditation problems.
Coming up, an anti-Semitism awareness bill passed in the House, and it's proving to be controversial. Why opponents say it stifles free speech.
And anger can damage your blood vessels, according to a new study. The methods researchers used to come to that conclusion.
A couple of hot days, and then the rain rolls in. I'll show you the timeline for a front that could bring us showers and storms for the weekend. Coming up.
We're bringing you back here at 8:14 on your Thursday morning with a live view from Sky 5 over a fire on East Main Street in Durham. You can see the response there. You can see the ladders up trying to put some water on that heavy smoke right now, but water going into the top of that building. Saw flames just a few seconds ago, but those are getting put out right now. We're trying to get some more information about what the exact location here is on East Main Street in Durham where this fire is happening. And what may be located there, if they're apartment buildings or a business, not quite sure just yet. But we're working on those details in the WRI Live Center. Renee will be with us in just a few minutes to give us an update on what we know about that. Elizabeth Gardner, meantime, right now over in the WRL Severe Weather Center, about to lift our fog advisory here. It's looking pretty good out there now.
It's in effect for another 45 minutes, but I can't find any fog on any cameras right now. Goldsboro is one of the spots that was foggy earlier this morning and is still reporting around a quarter mile visibility, but you can see everything looks just fine. There might be some small pockets, some low-lying areas and rural areas that you may see a little patchy fog, but for the most part, we're seeing increasing visibility all across the viewing area. Apex looking good. Chapel Hill nice and clear, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and lots of sunshine there in Fayetteville at our newsroom on Hay Street. So the next big event is this cold front that's back to our west. Overnight last night, we had a couple of areas where we had severe thunderstorm watches and warnings, and even a few tornado warnings as well. So most of that has died down a little bit. There's still a lot of thunder and lightning, but no current warnings with this system. We're not likely to see severe weather when it arrives here, but we are likely to have the kind of rain that could cause some issues for your plans over the weekend. This is Saturday at 8 a.m. We're watching that very carefully. We're proud sponsors of the Komen Race for the Cure. Check-in starts at 7 a.m. The races start at 8, 9 o'clock. And it does look like it'll be on the drier side Saturday morning. This is a look at the long-range model. Notice by lunchtime, a couple of sprinkles, but the bulk of the rain is still to the west. Once we get into the afternoon, we'll have a better chance of scattered storms. And you can see that here. As we get through the afternoon, more of that rain starts to push eastward. And you can see the coverage there, especially from the Triangle area westward on through the afternoon and evening. And then Sunday, we start there at 8 a.m. and take it out to lunchtime. There may be a few scattered showers in the morning, but a better chance for afternoon and evening thunderstorms on Sunday as well. That front that's going to bring us those showers and storms is going to stall over the area and continue to bring us a chance of afternoon storms on Monday and Tuesday. So we're going to see a wet pattern. We need the rain. We are behind by more than 2 inches for the year in the Triangle area. Let's take a look at rainfall. Saturday and Sunday combined, most likely we'll see somewhere between a half an inch and an inch of rain, but then we're going to add Monday and Tuesday to that too. So hopefully it'll end up being even even more than that. Ham and Yam Festival is one of the things happening this weekend. This is, you know, such a busy time of year festival-wise. Typically, it's so pretty. But we will see afternoon and evening thunderstorms there in Smithfield. Temperatures will climb into the low 80s in the afternoon. But again, you may be dodging some showers and storms Saturday and Sunday. And the temperatures will be a little bit cooler with that as well. We're looking at 94 today and 91 on Friday. I'll show you how close that is to record highs coming up in just a bit. Ken?
8:17, Elizabeth. We continue to follow that breaking news that happened right there in McCrimmon Parkway. There was a bus crash that happened here just about a half hour ago. We saw some students get off the bus. We know that at least one student walked in ambulance, so we're working to get more information about that. But that bus was apparently assigned to Panther Creek High School. As soon as we get any new information, we'll update you. And of course, we'll have a lot more coming up in WRN News at noon as well. Elsewhere around the Triangle, look at this. This is the mess that's happening on the Beltline this morning. This is an issue that's been causing quite a bit of mess, particularly around the I-87 south onto the Beltline over in that section of the area. If you have to be in that area, just make sure, give yourself some extra time as well. And this is another crash on Rock Quarry Road that's causing quite a bit of issues there this morning. Completely avoid that area. Maybe get off on Pool Road and work your way around this area and get back on track. We'll keep you updated here in the WRL Traffic Center.
Breaking here in the WRL Live Center, we're following a massive firefighter response in Durham where crews are battling intense flames and smoke. This is on East Main Street in Durham, the 1200 block. And just within the last 5 minutes, we've learned that this is property belonging to the Durham Rescue Mission. This is actually an abandoned church that the Durham Rescue Mission recently acquired. It is what people will know as the old Edgemont Free Will Baptist Church. It's been around since the 1960s. It was empty, and the city had condemned that building for a number of years. The Durham Rescue Mission recently acquired it. They were planning to eventually use it for services and to help with their ministry, and that has gone up in flames this morning, as you see the response there. This is East Main Street, the 1200 block of East Main Street in Durham. Durham firefighters have rerouted traffic, so if you are in that area, give them the room to do their work. We're seeing a lot of ladder trucks and a lot of firefighter response there as they try to get these flames under control. As far as we know of, when we spoke with the director of the Durham Rescue Mission, no one was in that building or using that building. So for now, they are battling that intense fire and smoke there on the property of the Durham Rescue Mission in Durham.
Renee, thanks for that. Sorry to see a building with that history go down like that. People in Durham are calling for higher wages and more affordable housing. Hundreds gathered downtown Wednesday for an International Workers' Day march. Their goal was to draw attention to stagnant wages and the high cost of living. Among their requests, $25 an hour for all workers.
People are struggling. Inflation's going up. Groceries are going up. Rent's going up. But you know what doesn't ever go up? Our wages. Shame.
Money. Demonstrators also used the platform to call for a ceasefire in Gaza. And nearby at Duke University, protesters called on the school to disclose and divest ties from Israel. They also called on Duke to pay a higher share of property taxes to Durham.
Students with Fayetteville Technical Community College will be trained to respond to mass casualty events today. The college's allied health programs will participate in the training from 8 a.m. until noon. That includes students studying EMS, pharmacy, surgical, and physical therapy. The training will happen at FTCC's Health Technology Center. That's on Hull Road in Fayetteville.
New this morning, music from some of your favorite artists is back on TikTok now. Universal Music Group, UMG, reached a licensing deal with the app just a few hours ago. UMG removed its music from TikTok 3 months ago in a disagreement over royalty fees. Now, UMG represents artists including Taylor Swift, Ariana Grande, Drake. In announcements this morning, UMG says the new deal gives significant industry-leading benefits to its artists.
At least 24 people are out of their homes after a massive fire in Brooklyn. The fire broke out in a supermarket about 6 o'clock last night. It spread to at least 4 surrounding buildings. It's not clear whether anyone was hurt. Investigators are trying to learn how the fire started.
Pro-Palestinian demonstrators across the nation are getting a response from Washington, but it might not be what they had in mind. The Anti-Semitism Awareness Act heads to the Senate today after passing the House yesterday. It is controversial, but not because it opposes anti-Semitism. The ACLU says the legislation could stifle free speech on college campuses because the bill's definition of anti-Semitism is too broad. Supporters of the bill say the sweeping action is necessary as anti-Semitic acts have been on the rise.
Postal workers angered over robberies and assault want Congress to pass a bill designed to help protect them. Mail workers in Baltimore rallied Wednesday in support of the Protect Our Letter Carriers Act. It would give money to the Postal Service to install high-security collection boxes and replace older versions of the universal mailbox key. Thieves have been targeting postal workers to get the key and break into mailboxes.
A new study finds feelings of anger can negatively affect your blood vessels. Researchers with the American Heart Association gave 300 participants tasks that made them recall feelings of anger, sadness, anxiety, or neutrality. It found that sadness and anxiety tasks didn't have a significant impact on vascular health compared to the neutral tasks. But the anger tasks created the most damage. Researchers also found the effects of the anger tasks lasted longer than other tasks.
Coming up, President Biden will be in Charlotte today to meet with the families of the four officers who were killed in a shootout. Also, the big investments he's planning to announce in Wilmington to ensure Americans have access to clean drinking water.
And imagine driving next to a car and seeing this, a snake hanging out just along for the ride. What experts say you should do if you are ever in this situation.
Your car tuned to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. A mild start to your Thursday, and we could get to near record highs today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner shows us what we're feeling like right now around town.
You know, it's pretty nice out there currently. Our dew point, our humidity is on the lower side, and it's 66 in Wilson with very light wind, beautiful blue skies here. And Durham, we're mostly sunny and 67. Lots of blue sky here in Fayetteville at 66 degrees. It will be a fast warm up, though, even though our temperatures right now are mainly in the mid-60s. We're looking at the potential for the hottest day so far this year. We haven't yet hit 90 officially at RDU. We could see that later on this afternoon. If you're walking the dog this evening, temperatures are going to still be warm in the mid-80s. Ken?
Elizabeth at 8:27, checking our traffic sensors this morning. Boy, the Beltline has been a mess this morning, particularly there, the I-87 Beltline split. We're working to find out exactly when that crash is going to be cleared, but we've been watching it now for the last 45 minutes or so. I want to take you over to Durham. We got a report of a crash that happened on 885 near the TW Alexander Drive. This is that camera. You can't see the crash in this shot, but we're told that that crash happened in the southbound lanes. But you can see traffic is still moving, albeit a little congested.
All right, thanks, Ken. And we're following breaking news out of Durham. Sky 5 over the scene of an old church that is on fire. It is an abandoned church. We know that it was recently acquired by the Durham Rescue Mission. This is happening on East Main Street in Durham. We are working to get more information. Renee Chu will have more in the Live Center coming up. And next on Fox 50, 500 new jobs are coming to the area. The new manufacturer with plans to build a factory nearby. And coming up next on Today, actress Hannah Waddingham live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Durham. An abandoned church belonging to the Durham Rescue Mission is on fire. Sky 5 flying over the building on East Main Street. We'll tell you what we're learning about the church and the response.
And we had foggy conditions in some of our eastern counties earlier. Now we're seeing sunshine everywhere. And the big story will be the heat. Could be the hottest day so far this year. I'll show you.
And a man faces several charges and a passenger hurt after a high-speed chase and crash. See the video from the WRAL breaking news tracker after speeds reached more than 120 miles per hour.
Plus, Carolina Hurricanes prepare for their second round playoff series. The future of Coach Rod Brind'Amour a bit uncertain right now. His contract with the team expires this summer. Team leaders, though, are working to keep him. The price of success. Apparently, yeah. He'll have some suitors out there, should we say.
I'm sure.
He owes it to himself to look around, but in the end, they're talking every day. Hopefully, they go in the right direction.
I think they're going to keep him.
Keep bringing him. Yeah. Thanks for staying with us here at 8:30. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off pretty nice today. Mild. Yeah. We're getting into the season where you don't really need your coat to come into work anymore. Temperatures are
going up.
Yes, they're going up. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with what we're feeling like right now. It's pretty mild out there.
Currently, it's pretty comfortable. Lots and lots of sunshine. Temperatures mainly in the 60s right now, but we'll quickly climb through the 80s to around 90 for this afternoon. We have yet to hit 90 this year officially at RDU. We could see it today. It's warming up pretty quickly out there. 66 in Fayetteville, 64 in Goldsboro, still holding on to 59. In Roxboro. We had a little fog in some of our eastern counties earlier, but that sunshine as it's rising and heating everything up, a lot of that fog is dissipating. It's 83 at lunchtime. We'll see 90 right around 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. I'll show you how close that will be to a record coming up in just a little bit. Continuing to track the potential for thunderstorms over the weekend, I'll walk you through the high resolution models for Saturday, and we'll talk about Sunday too coming up. Ken?
8:32, Elizabeth, the Beltline has been quite the troubled spot this morning, particularly this area right there on the I-87 split with the Beltline that's coming in from Nidale this morning. There was an issue right there on the ramp that was causing quite a bit of problems in the last 45 minutes ago or so. But let me show you what it looks like on the sensor. Again, this is I-87 South coming in from Nidale. You can see the amount of rain that's right there on the Beltline. You can avoid this by taking the eastbound lanes when you get off of I-87 and just working your way around that, and that'll help you avoid this mess on the Beltline as well. That's a minor crash down there on Garner Road and Vandora Springs in Garner. No problems to report whatsoever. We're also getting reports of this crash on A-85 near the TW Alexander Drive. It's not causing any bit of a delay, but we want to take you out to show you that live camera at A-85 and TW Alexander. This is a still shot of that. Right now, the traffic is moving in both directions, just a little slower than usual. So give yourself some extra time if this is part of your morning commute.
We're following breaking news in Durham. Flames tearing through property owned by the Durham Rescue Mission on East Main Street in Durham. Sky 5 showing you how firefighters are attacking the flames at 1201 East Main Street. You're looking at an old abandoned church that the Durham Rescue Mission recently acquired to use. They were hoping to expand services there. WRO spoke with Rob Tart. He's the executive director of the Durham Rescue Mission, and he told us this is the old Edgemont Free Will Baptist Church, built back in the 1960s. It's been condemned for a number of years, so no one was using it, and the director does not believe that anyone would be in the building at the time of the fire. The mission recently bought this in the hopes to use it. It's actually right around the corner from the mission's main building there on East Main Street. It is having an impact on traffic. We've seen police diverting traffic away from that stretch on East Main Street to allow firefighters to do their job. This is Main Street and North Alston Avenue. Intense smoke coming from this building. You can see the ladder trucks are hard at work here. We'll continue to follow this response and the impact on traffic for you here in the Live Center.
All right, thanks, Renee. Following some more breaking news overnight, a man faces charges after leading troopers on a chase. That chase ended in a crash, injuring a passenger inside this car here. And this is video from the breaking news tracker. It shows the scene of the crash in Sampson County. Highway Patrol troopers say they tried to stop the driver, Antonio Stiles, on Highway 24 that's near Roseboro when he took off. Speeds reached over 120 miles per hour. Stiles eventually lost control and crashed. Two passengers were in the car. One was taken to the hospital and is expected to be okay.
A new manufacturing plant is expected to bring up to 500 jobs to the Greater Triangle area. And WRL's Kelsey Coffey tells us we're expecting to learn more about those plans today.
Today, we're expecting to learn more about how 500 new jobs could be coming here to Johnston County. This empty lot is east of the intersection of 95 and 70, and it could be where a new factory is going. The company Crystal Window and Door Systems may have plans to move to Selma. It's a part of a $100 million expansion. County officials are scheduled to meet today about economic incentives for the company. State officials who approve those economic incentives will also meet today. We're working to confirm whether these two meetings are related. We reached out to Crystal Window and Doors executives. They didn't respond to our request for comment, but we'll be sure to keep you updated on what comes out of these two meetings later today. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Johnston County.
New this morning, we have a better idea of what President Biden will be talking about during his visit to Wilmington today. President Biden plans to announce $3 billion in federal funding to replace lead pipes nationwide. That funding is expected to replace about 1.7 million pipes across the country. North Carolina will get $76 million out of that money. He will be joined by EPA Administrator Michael Regan and Governor Roy Cooper for the announcement.
President Biden will also be in Charlotte. He'll meet with the families of all four officers who were killed in a shootout in Charlotte on Monday. A procession for Officer Alden Elliott will happen at 10:30 this morning. It'll go from the Mecklenburg County Medical Examiner's Office in Charlotte to a funeral home in Catawba County. Yesterday, a procession for Deputy U.S. Marshal Thomas Weeks made its way from Charlotte to a funeral home in Mooresville in Iredell County. And tomorrow, a memorial service will be held for Officer Joshua Iyer. It's happening at 10 a.m. in Charlotte. It'll be live streamed. And right now, we'll take you out to UCLA's campus. This is a live look right now where hundreds of law enforcement officers continue to clash with the pro-Palestinian protesters there as they work to remove barricades and break up the encampments. It is just after 5:30 in the morning there, local time. Officers are in riot gear. They have been there overnight all morning long, telling protesters to leave or face arrest. Despite that, these protesters remaining defiant. Police did begin detaining some, zip tying their hands and removing them from campus. Protesting also turned violent overnight when pro-Israeli counter demonstrators began to clash with the pro-Palestinian group. At this time, law enforcement is slowly breaking down the encampment and telling protesters to leave or face arrest.
Across the country, several protesters have been arrested at Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. A few hundred people gathered on campus last night. The crowd appeared to be a mix of students and people from the community. Police put zip ties on people as the crowd chanted Free Palestine while holding banners and flags.
And police are working to make arrests after two deadly shootings in Durham. 17-year-old Kevin Guy was one of five people shot in two separate incidents. He was shot just before 10 p.m. Tuesday night outside the home that he shared with his grandparents on West Umstead Street. Kevin's grandmother remembers him as someone who loved to laugh.
I could tell when he's around, he could be somewhere in the house, and I could tell when he's in the house because he had that laugh and he loves talking. He loves having fun.
The family says their next-door neighbor was inside their home when she was hit by a stray bullet. She is expected to be okay. About 2 hours later, three more people were shot. 51-year-old Thomas Holloway Jr. was killed. Two others have life-threatening injuries. Durham police say the shootings are not connected.
Families from all across North Carolina are urging lawmakers to work on ways to fight the fentanyl crisis. About two dozen families lined up outside the legislative building yesterday with photos of their loved ones who died of fentanyl poisoning. In 2022, more than 4,300 people in North Carolina died from opioid exposure. The group is calling on lawmakers to put naloxone in schools.
There's another mother and father going through it. I hate there's other siblings. Siblings especially because I can relate to that. It's heartbreaking.
The opioid crisis was the focus of a recent WRL documentary. It's called Crisis Next Door, The Fentanyl Epidemic. It's available right now on WRL.com. You can look for it in the documentary section.
Outside experts will be allowed to test inside Poe Hall on NC State's campus. Former grad student Dr. Darren Mazur petitioned a judge to let outside experts test Poe Hall for cancer-causing PCBs. The judge cited a pattern of delay by NC State in his decision and urgency in the matter given the petitioner's cancer diagnosis.
Today, Arizona's governor will sign a bill that ends the state's Civil War-era ban on abortion. State lawmakers voted yesterday to repeal the ban. It has been on the books since before Arizona became a state. It was long forgotten until the Supreme Court repealed Roe versus Wade. Arizona's state Supreme Court voted last month to uphold it.
We are still waiting to learn when the Canes will be playing their second round playoff series. Tickets are now on sale for games 3, 4, and 6 at PNC Arena, but the dates have not been announced yet. But even with the Canes' success in the playoffs, there is uncertainty about the future of coach Rod Brind'Amour. A new report says that Brind'Amour could be looking for a new job. His contract with the Canes is expiring July 1st. Hurricanes general manager Don Waddell says that he is talking daily with Brind'Amour. He is confident they will reach a deal to keep him here. A lot of people, I think, would like to see him stay. Well, new body cam video is shedding light on the moments police got into a building Columbia University protesters occupied. We'll take a look at the chaotic scene they saw when they went inside.
And the mortality rate for pregnant women is down, but race disparities remain. We look into what plays a role in that gap.
And you are taking a live look at Durham right now as fire crews working to put out a fire on East Main Street in Durham. Renee Chu will update us on the response at this abandoned church there in the WREL Live Center. Welcome back. We want to give you this live look right now. We're following breaking news out of Durham. An old abandoned church is on fire there. This is happening on East Main Street in Durham. Sky 5 is over the scene. We also have crews on the ground there giving you live pictures. This was recently acquired by the Durham Rescue Mission. It is an abandoned church. Nobody was in it at the time. We are working to learn more information about how this fire started. Renee Chu will have the details coming up in the WREL Live Center. But let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. She's got an update for us on our weather today. Beautiful look over Lake Gaston. A nice day for the lake, Elizabeth.
Absolutely. I don't think a lot of the pools are open yet, but we're going to see most likely the hottest day we've seen so far this year if we hit 90, which looks likely for today. So the lake's going to look great if you happen to have that opportunity maybe this evening. 67 is our current temperature. We'll climb into the low 80s by lunchtime and then into the upper 80s. We've seen upper 80s already this year. We just haven't seen 90 yet, and it looks like we've got a good chance of cracking that 90 degree mark. A high pressure system sitting over us is going to bring us plenty of sunshine today and tomorrow. And with the warm air that's already in place, that sunshine without any cloud cover should be able to work some of that magic or not, depending on how you feel about 90 degrees. 65 in Southern Pine, 65 in Clinton, 66 Rocky Mount. It's already 70 in South Hill right now, 90 Raleigh and Durham, as well as Fayetteville. And again, we haven't officially hit 90 yet at RDU. Looks like today could be the day. Our normal high is 77. So yes, it is early for this to be happening. And I was sitting on my porch yesterday and already mosquitoes for the first time. As long as we have a stretch of overnight lows in the 60s, that's the sign for them to come out, unfortunately. So 90 today, 92 is the record, 91 tomorrow with the record being 93. So we're just a couple of degrees from records. We do cool back down into the low 80s over the weekend and early next week because of rain in the forecast. I got to bump this up. So we're sitting in the tolerable zone right now. We won't be at steamy or tropical today. As a matter of fact, that number should fall back down into the mid 50s this afternoon. So it makes it feel as comfortable as it possibly can with a high of 90 degrees. We're looking at a similar dew point again for tomorrow. Once we get into the mid to upper 60s, that's when it starts to feel sticky and steamy. And we'll see that over the weekend with the chance of showers and thunderstorms. Saturday and Sunday, mainly the afternoons, we take a look at Futurecast. And of course, we have the Race for the Cure on Saturday morning. Thousands of people head out for that. Right now, it looks like it'll be dry in the morning. We'll take it on out to lunchtime. We're still pretty dry around the Triangle area, but later in the afternoon, we'll have that potential for some scattered storms. Temperature at race time likely to be in the upper 60s to right around 70, so not feeling too bad. The longer we get into the afternoon, though, after 2 or 3 o'clock, we're more likely to see scattered thunderstorms. Same story again Sunday. We're going to add Monday and Tuesday to that, too. All total, we may end up with over an inch of rain, and we could definitely use it.
Happening right now in the WRL Live Center, an abandoned church fire on East Main Street in Durham is proving to be a challenge for firefighters. Sky 5 giving you this aerial view, showing you the ladder truck spraying water there right on top of the building. Firefighters been on the scene for at least the past 45 minutes. This is an abandoned church that's just a few buildings away from the Durham Rescue Mission on East Main Street. It's an old church from the 1960s that the mission recently bought and was planning to use for its services. This view provided to you from our breaking news tracker, Nick Perlin, just arriving on the scene. You can see not much left of that abandoned building. As you know, the Durham Rescue Mission helps people experiencing homelessness and addiction, and they said they recently acquired this property from the city. Police have blocked the nearby streets around to give firefighters room to do their job. We're talking about East Main Street, North Holman Street, Morning Glory Avenue, and Alston Avenue. We'll continue to follow this story into our next hour of news here on Fox 50.
All right, thanks, Renee. Body cam video is giving us a closer look at the moment police swarmed an occupied building at Columbia University. Video shows a chaotic scene inside Hamilton Hall, where pro-Palestinian protesters had barricaded themselves inside. New York police in riot gear used flashbangs as they entered that building. Officers cleared the building in less than 2 hours. Hundreds of protesters were arrested.
Police in Fort Worth, Texas, say six people were hurt after a drive-by shooting near an apartment building, and that included four children. The youngest person hurt, 3 years old. There is no word of any of their conditions. Police have not made any arrests.
There will be no classes today at a Wisconsin middle school where police shot and killed an armed student. Students were kept on lockdown at the school near Madison for hours yesterday. Police responded after getting a report of a person with a weapon outside the school. Authorities say that person never got inside the building. Officers shot and killed him outside. Officials have not released the student's name or age. No one else was hurt.
The body of a fifth person has been recovered at the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore. Authorities identified him as 49-year-old construction worker Miguel Angel Luna Gonzalez. His body was found inside a truck that sunk in the water after the bridge collapsed.
Prosecutors plan to retry Harvey Weinstein's rape case in New York. An appeals court overturned the former Hollywood executive's conviction last week. The Court of Appeals found that the judge in the landmark Me Too trial had prejudiced Weinstein with improper rulings. Prosecutors say that the case against Weinstein remains strong. Weinstein's next court appearance is scheduled for May 29th.
The U.S. is accusing Russia of using chemical weapons against Ukraine, thereby violating the chemical weapons ban. The State Department said it has determined Russia used that against Ukraine in forces in violation of the Chemical Weapons Convention, the CWC is what they call it. They also added Russia used tear gas in another violation of the CWC. So the U.S. is imposing new sanctions. Russia is denying the use of any chemical weapons.
Heavy rains continue to cause major flooding in Kenya. The flooding in the capital of Nairobi has shut down major highways. Since mid-March, heavy rains have devastated that country, causing landslides and damaging buildings. Nearly 200 people have died.
Ford is recalling some of its pickup trucks because of a problem with the taillights. The automaker says an electrical issue means those taillights might not work on the Maverick pickup trucks. Now, Ford is recalling 242,000 of those vehicles. The recall is for the Maverick pickups model year 2022 and 24.
New data from the CDC this morning shows the mortality rate for pregnant women is down, but there are still disparities among races. In 2022, the maternal death rate was 22.3 deaths per 100,000 births. That is down from 32.9 per 100,000 in 2021. But the rate for Black women remains higher than any other group. Doctors say a lack of adequate access to maternal health care plays a role in that disparity. And WRL explored maternal death rates in our documentary Critical Term, Why Are Black Mothers and Babies Dying? You can watch it anytime on WRL.com. Just click on the documentary section.
Job openings are the lowest they've been in 3 years. The Bureau of Labor Statistics released the new numbers yesterday, and there were about 8.5 million available jobs in the month of March, which is a little more than 1.3 jobs per every job seeker. The percentage of people quitting their jobs is at the lowest level since August of 2020. High quit rates are usually a sign of confidence in the labor market. All right, so you're driving down the road and you see this right next to you, a massive snake just dangling from the car driving in front of you. This happened to a driver in Alabama, and the video shows the car driving on the highway, the snake just hanging around underneath it. Not clear how it got there, but experts say it's not uncommon for things like this to happen if it happens to you. They say to use a large pole or broom to remove it, but not while you're driving, Michelle.
Not just abandon the car?
Yeah, that's what I well, mean. Don't ram into it or anything.
Yeah. All right, well, the force will be strong this weekend for Star Wars fans around the globe. Saturday, May 4th is Star Wars Day. It marks 25 years since the release of the first prequel film, The Phantom Menace. Some theaters will host a marathon of all 9 Star Wars movies. Disney Plus also premiering an all-new animated series called Tales of the Empire.